When Sadia Khan got into UC Berkeley as a junior transfer student, it felt like fate. She'd wanted to go since middle school.
When the letter came, it was kind of like, I knew it.
She just didn't know how she was going to afford it. Like more than half of UC students, Sadia wouldn't have to pay tuition. California is generous when it comes to covering tuition at its public schools. But she still had to figure out how to pay for a place to live.
Oh my God, looking for housing was, I don't even know how to put it. Like, it was just kind of like, okay, I'm definitely not going to school at this rate.
She finally found a room she shared with two other women for $615 a month.
This is our kitchen. Yes, we have ramen because typical college food.
Giving up privacy was hard. Even after a couple of months, she still changed in the bathroom. But that was a small sacrifice compared to what else she'd left behind in San Bernardino.
Hashem! Hi, baby!
Sadia's three-year-old son, Hashem, was back home with his grandmother.
Oh, he's trying to show me his cartoons. What are you watching?
Sadia didn't have the money to go home to visit, so she FaceTimed him every day.
Fire trucks are like his current obsession. He loves it when you call him a superhero. So he gets like this smug little smile. And he'll... Mommy. Yeah, Bebo?
Sadia got on a wait list for family student housing, and she was working to get additional financial aid. In the meantime, she took out loans. She signed up for food stamps and used the food pantry on campus. Food and housing insecurity is now common among students, says Lupita Cortez Alcala, the director of the California Student Aid Commission, a state agency.
What we don't do a great job of is really funding the cost of attendance, the total cost of attendance, which means the housing, the food, the transportation.
She says the goal has never been to cover 100% of low-income students' costs. They're expected to pay their share.
The idea really is to provide a true opportunity for low-income students, first-generation students, and underrepresented students to seek higher education.
But what a true opportunity looks like in California in 2018 isn't clear. Alcala's agency is in the process of conducting a statewide survey to find out what non-tuition costs students really face today.
The survey will showcase the results of the need. What are we willing to do about it?
There are a lot of proposals out there. Build more affordable housing, or make it easier for hungry students to get food, offer more financial aid for non-tuition costs, or move toward a financial aid model that takes all costs into account. 4 months into her first semester, things changed for Sadia. A spot opened up in UC Berkeley's family student housing.
We just moved in. This is my son. Hashem, say hi. That's my room.
Sadia's mom moved up from San Bernardino to help with childcare. She's adjusting and says Hashem is thriving.
100%. Much better than the over there because he misses his mom a lot. A lot.
We're able to, you know, go back to a lot of the things that we used to do, like, you know, waking up and brushing our teeth together, you know, making breakfast, going out to play.
Sadia's also been able to get extra financial aid from UC Berkeley, reserved for student parents. It doesn't cover all her expenses, so she's planning to get a part-time job and hoping someday this all pays off.
I'm just trying to survive right now. I definitely hope it's worth it.
For her and her son. In Berkeley, I'm Vanessa Rancagno.